朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
最近我准备讲到很困难。
You know, recently it's been difficult for me to prepare the sermons.
因为今天讲完以后，下一次讲到就是12月25号。
Because after this sermon, the next one will be the 25th of December.
12月25号已过了一天，26号，我们就要进入宣教的工厂。
And the day after that, we will be leaving for Atlanta, and from there on, we will go into the mission field.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面有许许多多的话要跟大家分享。
I have so many words that I want to share with you from my heart.
有许多的负担要跟大家交通。
There's so many burdens that I would like to share with you.
今天早上我要分享的这两个重点是我心里面非常深的负担。
And what I'm going to share with you today are two very important burdens in my heart.
第一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first?
我们在第九节看见那个马其顿人对保罗说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
In verse 9, Paul saw this man of Macedonia begging him, come over and help us.
如果你是保罗，如果我是保罗，我们的反应是什么？
If you and I were Paul, how will we respond to this?
我们一定祷告。
We say we will pray.
还有那边有需要。
There's a need.
神啊，我们求你做工在马其顿的当中。
God, we pray that you will work in Macedonia.
求你做你自己的大事，来拯救这些人世上的灵魂。
Work your mighty deeds over there and save the lost souls.
第十节保罗不是这样祷告。
But in verse 10, we do not see Paul praying like this.
也许他祷告，但是在这段圣经里面并没有记载他在那里祷告。
Perhaps he did pray, but it was not recorded.
但是他就跟其他的弟兄姊妹一同商量，然后得到结论，以为神要我们去传福音。
But in verse 10, we see that he has shared this among his co-workers, and they concluded that God had called them.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫感动？就是上帝感我们动，这叫真正的感动。
We say that God called us so that we will respond.
什么叫上帝感我们动呢？就是在侍奉的里面，我们看见上帝和人配合在一起的这样的一个图画。
When we say that God moves us, what we're really saying is we see God co-working with us.
中国人一直几千年来在那里寻找，在那里追求天人合一的境界。
And isn't that the goal of the Chinese for the past thousands of years? And that is we can be one with heaven.
感谢主，我们在圣经里面看到耶稣基督的救恩就是让天人合一的救恩。
But the gospel of Jesus is also the gospel of unification of man and heaven.
因着耶稣基督，我们能够与神和好，成为神人合在一起的这样的一个福音。
Because of the work of Jesus, we are reconciled to God.
天人合一带出得救的见证和生命。
And because of this unification and reconciliation, we can come up with the fruits of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记，天人合作也是上帝做工目的之一。
Let's not forget that part of the purpose of God's work is that we can co-work with him.
天人合一带出得救的生命，天人合作带出侍奉的生命。
Our unification brings forth our salvation and the gospel, but then it also brings forth our co-working with heaven or God.
在旧约圣经里面，我们多次看到上帝做工用四个字形容，上帝是独行其事的上帝。
In the Old Testament, we see very often when God's work was recorded that God worked alone.
但是在新约不一样。
Not so in the New Testament.
我们常常看见耶稣在地上行神迹的时候，邀请人跟他一起配搭，邀请人跟他一起同工。
Very often when we see Jesus performing a miracle, he often asks and indeed insists on cooperation from his disciples or others.
当在一个婚宴里面，他们的酒用尽的时候。
When during a wedding festival, their wine ran out.
这是一个很煞风景的一件事情。
This is something very embarrassing.
但是感谢主，主耶稣在那里。
But we thank the Lord, Jesus was there.
任何的困难，任何的难处，只要主在我们中间，我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord no matter what the circumstances because he is there.
但是主怎么行神迹呢？
So how did Jesus perform this miracle?
他就可以看一看这个，哦，那里有六个石缸在那边。
He saw there are six stone jars.
他就可以说我奉天父的名让他充满了美酒。
He could have just said, in the name of the Father, I command that these jars be filled with good wine.
我们看见旧约圣经的神是可以让那个油瓶里面油不断的在里面产生。
And that is the work of God in Old Testament times, is it not? Where the oil will never run out from the jar.
耶稣可以行一个神迹，让每一个客人的桌上的杯子，你怎么喝那个酒都一直还满满的在里面。
Perhaps Jesus can perform a similar miracle such that the goblets of wine will never run out.
他没有这样做。
But he did not do that.
他找几个仆人，叫他们去把石缸里面空缸去倒满了水。
He asked these servants to fill the stone jars with water.
然后很麻烦地跟他们讲说，你再去把那个水从缸里面舀出来。
And then seemingly so much trouble to draw water from the jar.
然后拿去给管筵席的喝一口，然后才分给大家喝。
And the first give it to the manager and before they distribute it to the others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们很明显地看见上帝在新约时代做工的时候，他找人来跟他一起配搭。
So very clearly we see that in New Testament times when God wants to work, he seeks co-workers.
神创造的工，神救赎的工是他自己成就的。
The creation work and the salvation work of God, he completed alone.
但是宣道的施工，他要你我跟他一起配搭。
But in the missionary work, the proclamation of the gospel, he is asking your participation.
我要讲的到底是什么？
So what am I trying to say?
今天我们得救是上帝的恩典。
Yes, we are saved by the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以跟主一起配搭侍奉，也是神的恩典。
But brothers and sisters, it's also a grace of God that we can serve him.Together with him.
如果不是神的恩典，我们今天能够侍奉吗？
If it were not for the grace of God, can we truly serve?
你知道吗？很多时候我讲完道，弟兄姊妹在台下握住我的手说：“哎呀，今天你的道实在感动我。”你知道我的心里面的感觉是什么？
You know, very often when I finish a sermon and some of you come up, shook my hand and said, "Oh, that was a wonderful sermon today. I was deeply touched." Do you know what really goes through my mind?
很满足。
Yes, I'm very satisfied.
很骄傲。
Yes, perhaps pride.
今天还好是我讲，不是他讲。
It's good that it was me who was preaching and not the other person.
所以你就得到帮助，感谢主。
That's why you were helped.
弟兄姊妹，当我这样想的时候，我忘记了我今天可以侍奉主，是上帝的恩典。
If that is how I respond, then I have forgotten that it is only out of the grace of God that I can serve him.
过去十八年，主让我们有机会在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起侍奉。
In the past 18 years, the Lord has allowed us to serve you in this church.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面实在非常非常感动，就是看见许多弟兄姊妹在教会里面默默的摆上。
And indeed, I am deeply touched to see many of you serving the church, serving the Lord quietly and silently.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记神的恩典。
Let us not forget, this is the grace of God.
你今天可以侍奉，不管是在诗班，不管是在招待，不管在任何的地方，弟兄姊妹不要忘记，若不是神的恩典，我们今天没有这样侍奉他的这种机会。
Let us not forget that it is the grace of God that we can indeed serve the Lord and the church.
神人配合的侍奉。
This is the ministry where God and man work together.
使徒行传十六章六节到十节，许许多的人知道，这是一段很出名的经文。
Verses 6 through 10 in this chapter is a very famous passage.
不只是看见马其顿人的呼声，福音从亚洲传到欧洲去。
Not only because of the call of Macedonia and the work of the gospel extending to Europe.
这一段圣经被许多解经家叫做 We section.就在这一段圣经里面有很明显的我们这两个字的出现。
One of the very important points about this passage is the appearance of the word we.
请大家注意第六节，圣灵既然禁止他们，然后在十八节，他们就越过亚细亚，然后呢，这个第十七节也有他们想要往比推尼去，十六第六、第七、第八都有他们。到了第十节的时候，突然我们这一个代名词出现。
From verse 6 to 9, we see continuously the reference to his, they, they, and they. But in verse 10, we now see the appearance of the word we.
换句话说，从第十节开始，突然这个小的福音这个短宣队呢，它改变了，成员不同了。
In other words, in verse 10, we see a new or a few new members in this mission team.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不只是看见神人和这个配合的道理，我们也看见人与人配搭的这样的一个道理。
Not only do we see the truth of God co-working with men, we also see the importance of men co-working with each other.
所有我们在教会历史里面看见的许多的见证或者是一些见解，我们都看见跟同心有直接的关系。
In the history of the church,Very often, the most important thing we see are whether there's unification of heart in the hearts of men.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前学习，提醒我们自己，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let us learn indeed to strive to maintain the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit.
1965年，有一次师母跟我到香港去开一次学生工作的会议。
In 1965, Mrs. Lee and I had an opportunity to go to Hong Kong to participate in a student ministry conference.
那时候我刚刚出来侍奉主。
I just came out to serve the Lord.
我记得非常的清楚。
I remember very clearly.
我到尖沙咀码头坐渡船要过这个对岸的时候。
I was taking the ferry from the harbor across to the island.
我坐在那个天青码头的那个 Star Ferry 上面，我。在船边望着在那个维多利亚海的那些来来去去的船只。
I was on the ferry boat looking towards Victoria Harbor and I see the passing of all these boats.
我突然发现一件事情。
I suddenly discovered one thing.
在香港每一个小船旁边都有一个特别的装备。
In all of these small boats in Hong Kong, they have some special apparatus on the side.
那装备是什么呢？是许许多多的旧的破的轮胎。
They put these old used tires by the side of the boats.
我注意到每一个船有的有大轮胎，有的有小的轮胎，那就挂在那船边。
And I noticed all of these boats, they have either big or small tires hanging by the side of the boat.
那么我们都知道那个轮胎是拿来做什么。
And we all know what these tires are used for.
当那个船要靠岸的时候。
When the boat comes close to park,
他们就把那个轮胎就踢到船的边上。
The tires then separate the boat directly from the pier.
因为如果没有那个轮胎，硬的船和硬的码头就会彼此摩擦，会出会摩擦的。
Without the flexible nature of the tire, the hard wood will grind into each other.
我记得我站在那个渡船的边上。
Now I recall standing on the ferry.
那个时候我是刚刚出来侍奉主。
Remembering that I just came out to serve the Lord.
第一次出国参加国际性的会议。
First time leaving and joining an international conference.
神打开我的眼睛，不只是看见台湾的需要，也看见亚洲甚至全世界的需要。
God opened my eyes not just to the needs of Taiwan but of Asia.And indeed, the world.
里面实在充满了雄心大志，说主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，让我成为你手中能够合用的器皿。
My heart was filled with ambition for the Lord, saying, "Lord, here am I. Send me to great use."
当我看见这个破轮胎的时候
，But when I see this old tires,
我记得非常的清楚，我做了一个非常虔诚、认真的一个祷告。
I remember very clearly that I prayed very sincerely to the Lord.
我说主啊
，I said, Lord,
我不晓得你让我在这一辈子有多少年来侍奉你。
I do not know how many years you will give me in serving you.
但是我知道一件事情。
But I know one thing.
魔鬼撒旦要破坏使 神在地上的工作和见证是借着分裂而来的。
Satan will try to destroy the work of God by bringing in disunity.
我说主啊，我在这里。
And I said, Lord, here am I.
让我这一辈子，即使做一个破轮胎，我也愿意。
That even if I spend my life as an old used tire, I am willing.
在今天许许多多恶性竞争的教会的光景里面，主啊，让我做一个使人合一、减少摩擦、属于你的工人。
In this day and age of fierce competition, Lord, help me to be one that will smooth over friction so that I can bring unity.
这三十多年来，神一直提醒我，你当年所献上的祷告。
And in the past three decades, God has continually moved to remind me of that prayer.
有多少次侍奉遇到挫折打击，灰心丧志？
Very often when in my ministry I was disappointed or frustrated.
主提醒我，你做过那个祷告，你不是要做我的破轮胎吗？
And the Lord will remind me of that prayer. Did you not pray to be used as an old used tire?
弟兄姊妹，第一，让我们记得我们在主的恩典里面来侍奉主。
First, let us remember that we serve in His grace.
第二，让我们不要忘记我们在主的面前同心合一的来侍奉主。
Second, let us not forget that we should be united in our hearts to serve Him.
接下来，我希望弟兄姊妹一起唱一首诗歌，就是306首。
I will ask you now to sing with me hymn 306.
当我在准备选这首诗歌的时候
，And as I was preparing this program and chose this hymn,
我就想到我们需要在主的面前成为主所用的精兵。
Now reminded that indeed we should become Christian soldiers.
我突然想到1985年师母跟我到上海去的一次的经验。
And suddenly I recalled this experience that Mrs. Lee and I had in 1985 when we went to Shanghai.
我们很有幸去看了王明道老先生。
Indeed, we were blessed to be able to meet with Pastor Wang Mingdao.
所有跟他的对话我通通用小录音机把它录下来。
And I recorded our conversation.
到他讲完话以后，他说：“李牧师，我好不好唱一个歌给你听？”
And after we finished our sharing, he suddenly asked Pastor Lee, "Would you mind if I sang for you?"
他说：“我不是唱给你听，我要背给你听。”
Not only will I be singing, this is a recitation from my heart.
没有想到，经过了九年。我这个录音带还珍藏在我的身边。
And I kept this as a treasure and found this after 9 years.
王明道老先生已经回天家，卸下了他的地上的劳苦。
Pastor Wang has already left this earth and he is now in heaven.
我要放他所唱的这个 Onward Christian Soldiers 第一节，他是用英文背的，放给大家听。
I will share this song with you. He actually recited Onward Christian Soldier in English for the first stanza.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前都成为基督的精兵。
May we all become soldiers for Christ.
Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as the war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.Christ the Lord, your Master, Lord, forward and to battle, see His banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as the war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。